Episode two?
Hey.
How did episode one go? Did we hear any feedback?
We've got a couple of clicks on it.
Matt Saggio listened.
We heard.
The Saggio stop.
Yeah, Matt Saggio.
We got Saggio.
Matt's going to say, what does that mean?
Well, that's all right. That means he listens to our podcast. Thank you, Matt Saggio, for listening.
Tell your friends. I got a text out of the blue that said, I can't believe you don't like Green Day. Sorry, Matt. Sorry, Matt.
How long did it take you to put two and two together that he was referencing the podcast?
Well, I guess instantly.
Yeah?
Because immediately later he followed with, oh, that's some good stuff. Thanks, Matt.
Good old Matt.
So nice of you.
Matt, you should write us a theme song for our podcast. You should write us a 10-second opening theme song. What do you
My Go-Go Saggio. That's right. Isn't that what it's called?
With an instrument to accompany it.
That's right.
I like that idea. Give him something to do.
Yeah.
Rather than what he usually does.
Matt Saggio works at our sales department. If anybody is interested in advertising on 1029 The Buzz, you can call the one and only Matt Saggio.
That's together at CromwellMedia.com.
We need Sully from Godsmack to do another one.
Oh, that was so
sales
funny.
Recruitment.
I was so embarrassed to hand him that piece of paper because he was reading through all of it and then he stopped. He's like, really? Like, pitching jobs now? I'm like, so sorry. I'm like, next time you guys do it.
That's awesome.
It was fun to play, though. It made me laugh.
We could replay it, couldn't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Let's do it.
Solely hawking jobs.
But you know what? He was a good sport about it. He did it.
He did. You
know? I do like how he was reading it, stopped, asked you about it, and then just picked it up and just kept going.
Yeah.
He's a pro.
What rock star wouldn't have kept going, do you think, if they had gotten that phone?
He could have been like, this sucks. I'm not doing this.
Jared Leto would have totally backed out of it. He would have come out.
So, well, bands were sick of part two.
Yeah, let's keep this going.
I think he was here a long time ago.
Jared Leto?
Yes.
What's your experience with him?
When 102.5 was the party, they had like some kind of outdoor morning show in the parking lot. And I want to say 30 Seconds to Mars played out in the parking lot.
That's cool.
Cool.
But that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, I guess, well, I was going to say no, because, I mean, that had to have been early 2000s. So he was already a movie star, I guess you could say,
yeah,
with American Psycho and stuff like that, urban legend. So, but I think that's who was out there. I know that Naughty by Nature was out there that day.
Hey, that's cool.
Hip Hop Hooray.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. There was about six people out there.
Jared Leto, cool. Of course.
I don't know. I was in here doing my thing. They were doing their thing. Of course, I just ran out to get some breakfast because I think, like, whoever had brought biscuits and, you know, whatever.
Can you shut up? I need to order my breakfast.
You remember when Justin Bieber was down there?
I do.
What?
Yeah, yes. They brought Justin Bieber.
Before he was big time, and his mom was yelling at him.
I was going to say, so he was like 8 years old, right? Yeah, when he had the bowl cut?
He was young, but his mom was down there, and she was like, you need to get on the mic. Make sure you're up on the microphone. They can't hear you and all this
stuff. Cool it, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a toddler.
And now look at him. He's all...
Yeah.
I mean, he's
doing well.
He's kind of a dick, too, isn't he?
I don't know. He looks rough. I mean, he got caught up in all that Diddy stuff, not to go down that road.
Yuck.
Yeah.
All I know is that my stepdaughter met him twice at two meet and greets, and... they were quick, but I mean, I don't know if he was a dick or anything.
Hmm.
Did she save the photo from that one?
Yes.
Okay, good.
She has both of them, I think. I'm pretty sure they're still around. Yeah.
I'll never forget when I was working at a top 40 station, like just tracking on the weekends or whatever, when brand new, never heard of this guy. And I said, Bieber, and the call, I had probably a 14-year-old call me like, it's Bieber. I'm like, I hate this guy.
Who cares?
Hey, cussed.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber. How funny.
The Bieber fever, isn't that what they called
it? I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Believers.
Believers. I can't imagine actually just sitting down and listening to a CD of that.
We should do that.
No.
We should sit you down and put on a Justin Bieber CD.
Nah, I'm good.
Get your take.
We already know his take well before it even happens.
You'll need to waste your time. It sucks.
Thank you for listening to this. What are we doing this week? Are we giving away? Because I came in here unprepared.
Probably. Yeah. We're probably giving stuff away.
Harold.
What you got? Harold.
Is that over y'all's heads? Is that
the I went to school. Is that what you're doing?
No.
He's raising his hand.
Okay. Are you aware of a show called Welcome Back, Cotter?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Okay. Remember Horse Shack? Show. Whenever he would know the answer, he would go,
yeah.
So I figured I was showing my old man age there to you two for a second.
I thought you were like, ooh, I know.
Well, what we're giving away, Chevelle.
Okay.
Atticus at noon, and then at 4 o'clock, Haley is doing
Volbeat, right?
Volbeat and Hailstorm.
All right.
And Franklin.
All right.
At the First Bank Amphitheater.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You don't have anything this week?
No. I guess when Cliff's out of town, he just, everybody else forgets about me.
Hey, everyone pour one out for Cliff. He's out of town.
He's in, where is he at? Paris?
Yeah, he's freaking eating a croissant on the Eiffel Tower somewhere. He's fine.
I mean, what's there to do in Paris for 2 weeks?
There's...
Eat croissants on the Eiffel Tower.
Food and sightseeing, history.
Throw a beret off and have a dog jump off the Eiffel Tower.
What the hell?
That's European vacation, Haley. With Chevy Chase.
Cliff sent me a picture day one. He sent me a picture of his bidet. He said, my room's got a bidet in it.
How thoughtful that he was thinking of you not only on vacation, but when he sees a bidet, he thinks of you.
I did think about that. I was like, how come I was the lucky one that got the bidet picture?
Yeah. What? New phone, who dis? Cliff, what the hell?
I was really young, my uncle was looking to buy a house, and we went to watch it, to look at it with him. And we walked in the room, and I remember him saying, there are two toilets in here. And they went pushing and shot him square in the face.
It went up the wrong hole.
It did. It cleaned the wrong one out.
This has been the Buzz Podcast. I don't see how we go any further.
Oh, it's just getting good. We're talking about bidets.
We can keep talking about bidets. We just got one at my house. We got one a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
well, that's fancy.
My wife got one and installed it. She installed it and had it rocking and rolling, and she also squirted herself in the face.
I feel like just to test it out really quick, you have to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squirt yourself in the eye.
Yeah.
Does your wife usually install stuff at the house? Does she take charge?
My wife does actually take charge when she gets fed up with stuff. Yeah,
waiting for you.
Yeah, so the bidet thing wasn't a wait. She got ordered it. It showed up, and she's ready to rock and roll with that thing. But sometimes, yeah, she'll you know, if I wait, you know,
grab the bull by the horns.
Yeah, yeah. If I wait, like, let's say a day, and like for her, that's like not, she's on it.
Yeah,
she's like rocking and rolling.
No patience. Well, that's good for you, though, because you don't have to do anything.
That's right. If I procrastinate long enough, I don't have to
do it. And it's a reward for you.
I get it, though, because if I got this overnighted on Amazon, I'm not waiting another day either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She was stoked about it. I mean, she was, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So, anyways, I do recommend, for all those out there, nobody asked. But
so, A plus?
You should totally go for the bidet.
I have no bidet experience.
No, I don't.
Do you?
Either.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should each do one, and we'll give it a rating, an honest review. House? No,
y'all can come over and use my bidet. Come on over.
We're gonna take a big crap over in this house.
Yeah. Hey, what are your work friends doing? Oh, they're gonna take a dump.
I can explain.
Okay.
Well, okay. How's Thursday sound?
Yeah, you know what? Y'all come on over, man.
Somebody call Tommy here at the station have him take the Buzz Company credit card to Lowe's and buy a bidet, and we'll put one in here.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
Sure.
And if we could get a sponsorship from Lowe's or Home Depot, that would be nice, because it ain't going to pay for itself.
Bye.
Yeah, whoever. With the toilet seat, it's got a freaking logo on it.
We can get that sponsored. Remember when Yellow Wolf threw up in the ladies' room? We need a plaque on it, and whoever uses that bidet has to report it. Can you imagine, like, somebody from Five Finger Death Punch has used our bidet? I just made that sound hilarious. So weird. I'm sorry.
No, that's a great idea. And that we could have them sign the toilet seat.
Yeah, that's a great
like
idea.
The guitars.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Make sure they use like a regular Sharpie, though. If they use like a wipe off board, you'll get that tattooed on your. Never mind.
I think that's a great idea.
By the way, can we just say that there's been a lot of people of notability that have puked in our toilets here?
Yellow I can Wolf. Only think of one. Who else? Oh, Courtney Love, hasn't she?
Didn't she puke?
No, she. Oh. Down in the Buzz Acoustic Den, she had.
Oh, no.
We had a buzz session with Hole, and she. We're getting flipped the bird by Chase McCabe
hey,
there.
Chase McCabe.
Well, it's since we're talking about bidets. And well, you said we have a buzz session with Hole. This yes. is working out perfectly.
Well, you know, she's notoriously late. And she set out in the truck out here for like 30 minutes before she came in anyway. So, but nobody got pissed because everybody was expecting a freak show anyway. The listeners and stuff. And she... I walk back into the little green room area. She's sitting on the floor... on a cell phone next to the between the toilet and the wall, and she's like got her arm over the toilet.
I remember this story
and
she's
on the phone, and I thought to myself, I was literally taking a dump there this morning.
And she's hugging
and
it now.
She's like hanging all over
naked the, olive. The toilet.
That's a true story.
You said it so proudly, too.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
We're destined to start talking about poop eventually, so it's get used to it.
Yeah. We're two episodes in. We've talked smack about artists and bands. We've talked about pooping. Where we go next week?
Man, who knows? Well, I mean, maybe we'll have a bidet update next week.
I hope so. You guys are welcome to come over, by the way. But
thank you.
Offer still stands.
Thank you.